So we start the sugya on Shaul and Vidorshin, Shloshim Yom, before Pesach. Truth is, it really started yesterday on Purim. That's why I have a minog that at my suda we make a siyum every year on Purim, on Maseches Megillah, because the last sugya on Daf Lamed Bet talks something similar to this, but not exactly. That's what we asked you to start seeing the sugya, where in the first source in front of you, we had a whole discussion, very, very practical discussion that comes up every single year where people go away for Pesach. And the question comes, what's the discussion here in the first source, Mr. Horowitz? The discussion in the first source is what? Is about Bedikas Chametz. The Gemara says in the first source, from Yehuda Marav, if you're going away, I'm a farish v'yotzi b'shayara. Kodim shloshim yom, ein zakuk levayr. If it's before 30 days before the Pesach, Mr. Beckerman, you don't need to do bedika. You don't need to do bedikas chametz. But within 30 days, you need to do bedikas chametz. And the Gemara then has a whole distinctions, which we're not doing a halachic sugya now, about whether you plan on coming back or you don't plan on coming back. There's a whole discussion there, which is a fascinating halachic discussion, very, very practical, if you're going away to a hotel. But from there, it talks about these 30 days, that if you are planning on coming, if you're not planning on coming back, then if you're within 30 days of Pesach, you have to do bedikah, probably even with a bruch. Then the Gemara asks at the end of the sugya, Hani shloshim yom mayavititayu. Well, why 30 days? Why not 15 days? Why not 2 weeks, as we'll see from Rav Shimon Gamliel? The Gemara says it's like the following braita, Kedetanya. Sholim midorshim behelchos haPesach, kodem haPesach shloshim yom. You have to literally ask and doresh, right? It doesn't say learn, it says darshan, and helchos Pesach 30 days before Pesach. So one of the, and then Rav Shimon Gamliel says only 2 weeks. And the Gemara says, there's a whole long discussion about what's the scriptural source for the Tanakhama of Shimon Gamliel. We're only going to focus on the Tanakhama for today. Tanakhama says, Shari Moshe, Omei b'Pesach HaRishon, and he warns Am Yisrael for Pesach Sheni. They didn't know what to do. They came to Moshe. And Moshe told them 30 days before, you can't do Pesach Rishon because you're either Tamei or you're too far away. And therefore, in this case, you were Tamei. And therefore, you have to now do Pesach Sheni. So that's the source. So three questions already emanate from just this pshat in the Gemara. Question number one is, what does this din of Shaul and Midorash and Hilchos Pesach have anything to do with the mitzvah of Bedikas Chametz? The Gemara is having a whole discussion, if I leave and going away to Florida before, you know, for Pesach, right? So what do I have to do for Bedikas Chametz? So it gets a random number of 30 days. It says 30 days. What is 30 days? Because 30 days you have to learn the halachos. Okay. But I'm talking about the mitzvah of Bedikas Chametz. What does that have to do with the chiyuv of Shaul and Midorash 30 days before? That's question number one that we're going to deal with. Ma kesha. Okay? Question number two. Here the Gemara in Pesachim and Daf Vav only says it before Pesach. Does that mean that this is a din that's something specific to Pesach? Or is this din applied to all different Chagim? Question number three, which we're going to answer right away, is it really a Chiyuv? Maybe it's just, right, what did the Tanakhama say this whole 30 days comes from? Comes from Moshe Rabbeinu getting up and teaching Am Yisrael from, right, about Pesach Sheni. So maybe it's not a chiyuv, maybe it's just telling me the story. Right? How do you know this is a chiyuv? Maybe it's not even a chiyuv. So Tosfos points out it is a chiyuv. Right? Tosfos points out that Afa Gav Shayidei Sheilato Huskak Lomarlen. So Tosfos is saying, how do you know it's a chiyuv of Shaul and Vidorshim to the point that it's connected to the mitzvah and the halachas of Bedikas Chametz? Maybe it's just they asked him a kasha. They asked him a kasha and he answered it. Nothing to do with a takana of Shaul and Vidorshim Hilchos Pesach 30 days before. So Tosfos says, Mikomakom lo yatzarich laharich, ela altasu Pesach v'sulo. If that would be the case, he would just have to say, as we know, the Gemara in Pesachim Adav Gimel says, how do you teach? You have to teach succinctly. Teach it succinctly. And that's it. Therefore, lo yatzarich la'arich. Just say, don't do the Pesach because you're Tamei. And that's it. But it doesn't say that. So must be, says Tosos, is actually a din of a chiyuv. This already opens up a petach to tell us that not everybody is going to agree to them. Not everybody's going to agree that it's an actual din. And the reason that's important, one more second, is because of the following. The following is, we know, we have one halach here that says you're supposed to be saying it before 30 days, learning and darshaning in 30 days. But then, you have the Gemara Megillah, and Daf Dalet and Daf Lamed Bet, which the Beit Yosef already quoted. Okay, that says, if you look at the Beit Yosef on the bottom here, it says, Vim Tomer, we have a Gemara, V'hod Tanya. At the end, what we learned yesterday, when we finished Maseches Megillah, Moshe Tikin Lam Yisrael Shushol Medorshin Hilchos Pesach Pesach Hilchos Atzeres Batzeres Hilchos Chag B'Chag. What's the Beis Yosef's question? The assumption is it's a real din that you have to do Shol Medorshin the halachos of Pesach 30 days before. So why am I doing it again on the holiday itself? So that's four questions. Okay. Questions we're dealing with. Number one, what is the connection between Shol and Vidorshin, Shloshim Yom, and the Halachos of Bedikas Chametz, that all of a sudden we say those are the 30 days? Number two, is it really a din? Which Tosfos clearly says it is a din. Number three, we asked what is the nature of that din? If it is a chiyuv, what is the nature? Number three, we said, is it chayiv and all chagim, or maybe something separate for Pesach? And number four is, why do I need it, assuming it is a din, if I have the takana already on the day itself? Those are the four basic questions that we're going to answer today. Question, Harold.
How does the fact that Tosfos, I don't think, I don't see how Tosfos says it's a din, it just says that it could be a thing that's the best thing to do. It doesn't necessarily mean that Moshe did was his.
Well, because the Tanakhama is saying, he's asking, the Tanakhama says, you must do this. Shol and Vidorshin Bilchas Pesach Kodim HaPesach. And I'll even prove to you, the question of Tosfos sounds like who? When we start, we're going to give five approaches to today. Five approaches to answer all of our questions. Okay? The first approach is who? Is the Ron. And the Ron's answer, I believe, is the question of Tosfos. What was the question of Tosfos? How do you know that this is halacha of what? Maybe it was just story time. What do you mean story time? It was telling it's over, and what happened? It was a she'ela of what? Practically, what do we do? What is that called? That's a din in Talmud Torah. Right? And that's what Tosfos asks. Afagav she'ayidei she'elato huzkak lomar lehem. Meaning, what's going on? This is not a special takana of Shol and Vidorshim 30 days before, but rather what? This is a din in Talmud Torah. He's Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Emes v'Torah Emes, Zichru Torah Moshe Avdi. They came, they had a big halachic shayla, they didn't know what to do, and he told them, you can't do it. So Tosfos answers no, because if that would be true, he would answer in a Talmud Torah sense succinctly to the point, Lo'olam yilamir adam, or Tamido derech tzara, Pesachim daf gimel, and he should have said, you don't do the Pesach, and that's enough. He went over and he was ma'arich with all the different halachos about Pesach Sheni. Why did he do that? So you could answer he did that because he needed to teach them about Pesach Sheni. But Tosfos seemed to say because it's an actual din. And therefore, if that's true, Hadra Kushel L'Dukhta, we come back and we ask our question. Why do I need both the takana of Shloshim Yomi and also that day? Answers the Ran in two different places. I brought for you the Ran in Pesachim. It's also Ran in Megillah. The Ran says the Tanya. Sholim Vidorshim Melchus Pesach Kol Pesach Sholim Yom Klomar. Anytime a Rishon says the word Klomar, it's not just in other words. There was a question. What is he saying? This is not what you thought. It's not a beautiful takana, but rather Chashvin Alei. Read it for me, Mr. Beckerman. Chashvin Alei. So what does this mean? The Ran says it's not a contradiction. I need both of them. One of them is to learn the halachos on the actual holiday itself. And what is it talking about, the Shloshim Yom?
If you get questions, like if a rabbi gets a question, you tell me that what has to do stuff that has to do with 30 days, has to do with Pesach within 30 days, and what is just a random question, so that's also about
Okay, so this is a din in Talmud Torah. This is a din in Talmud Torah. Shoel Kinyan versus Shoel Shelo Kinyan. Now, if that's true, so then so it's not a chiyuv. Meaning, the chiyuv is, it's a chiyuv for in Talmud Torah, for Rebbe. Is to ask the question by two Talmidim, one within Hilchos Pesach, the other one a random Trumas of Maestro's question. He's got to answer which one first. Shoel Kinyan. We'll see a little bit later to build off on the Shita. Okay, I pointed out to you, there's a different girsa in the Rif, right? That Mr. Rodenberg figured it out, right? In the Rif, the Rashba, I don't have it here for you, the Rashba, but the Rashba in Megillah points out based on this girsa, it will work out very well according to the Ron. What's the Rif's girsa? Does he say Sholim Midorshim? No. He quotes this Gemara, what does he say? Only?
Sholim.
Which means that what? So the Rashba points out, according to this girsa, the Ron makes a lot of sense. Because the din is not what? Of teaching Dorshin to the Rabbin. Dorshin Mitzibor. As we'll get to that, this is the source of the Shabbos HaGadol Drasha. Right? Sholim the Dorshin. Right? This is the source. No! Just Sholim. It's a specific din in Talmud Torah of Sholim Kinyan. That's what the Rashba points out. Okay? However, this Ron seems to this Ron Rashba, the Bir Halacha brings down, is a Das Yachid. Right? From many, many Gemaras, it seems to be that you actually have a Chiyuv to be learning these 30 days before. The question is how? The truth is, before we continue going on, if you'll see on the sources, there wasn't really a Rambam. So that's not true. I did bring it for a Rambam. But if you look around, there's no real Rambam that says, Shiyu Sholim V'Dorshim Shloshim Yom Lifnei. So the question is, well, why did the Rambam not bring this down? Okay? So, first thing could be, because number one you could say is, he doesn't hold, it's a chiyuv. And who says that? Well, the Ron, right, it's a little bit like the Ron, but maybe even without the Ron, right? If you looked at the Svas Emes, some people say, if you looked at the Svas Emes tells us, asking the Ron's question, he says, "Lufiani as daiti," said the Svas Emes, "Nir daha de sholim v'dorshim lamid yom, lo de chayvin lidrosh." You don't have a chiyuv to give a drasha. Ela de mulu lo made. If you're learning, it's better to learn the Hilchos Pesach, and that's why we're learning it now. Avaloshim mechuyav lo mod minyan regel, as opposed to yontif chayv lidrosh minyan yom. Some say that that's what the Rambam holds. That's why the Rambam doesn't bring it down. You don't have a chiyuv to give a drasha. It's just telling me that if you learn, make sure at this point, what should you be making your Seder on? Learning Helchos Regel. But not that you're chayiv to do it. As opposed to Yontif, there's a special din of chayiv lidrosh b'inyan hayom. That's one way to understand the Rambam. The other way to understand the Rambam is what Mr. Horowitz said. That the Rambam really goes like the Ron. The reason why the Rambam does hold of the concept of these 30 days. You know why he holds of his 30 days? 2 points. Number one is, does he bring down this halacha of Shoel Ki'inyan? Yes. He brings it down in Rambam, Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Dal Halacha Vav. He brings it down. Ein Sholin Esarav Keshi Kanes Midrash Ad Shetit Yashev Daito Alav. Number two, Vein HaTalmid Shoel Keshi Kanes Ad Shetit Yashev Yanuach. And then he says, "Vein shown et harav meinyan acher elo meoto inyan shein asukim bo kedesh lo yitpayish." In order that the Rav shouldn't be embarrassed, meaning the Rambam brings down this halacha, what the Ron says, and furthermore, the Rambam also brings down what the whole concept of when you leave 30 days. The Rambam parak ben alach yutet. If you're going on a cruise or you're going away, hamifurish bayam bayotzi b'shayara. If it's within 30 days, then what? You need bedikah. Where does that come from? It comes from this din of shloshim yom. But then, what does it have to do with anything? If according to the Ron, you don't really have a chiyuv to be darshening b'tzibur. You with me? According to the Ron, do I have a chiyuv to give a Shabbos HaGadol Drasha? No. So then what? We go back to our first question then, and we'll end off this first shot then, which is possibly the Ron-Rambam combo, possibly. We can say that the Rambam is like the Svas Emes also. But if you assume that, then we're still back to our first question, which is what? What was our first question? What's the connection of Bir Chametz and these 30 days? So there is an answer to that. Right? The 30 days, I don't have a chiyuv to learn or give a darshan, but if I'm a Rebbe, it's Shoel Kenyan. What does that have to do with Bidikas Chametz? So this is what both Rashi and the Meiri bring down, that what's the connection? This Rav Steinberger writes in his Sefer. The Meiri says it very clearly also. Okay, if you look at Rashi, on Da Vav, what does he say? This was the fourth source I brought for you. He says, Kodim Shloshim Yom LePesach. He says, Ulekaman Mefaresh, Keneged Sheshoalim, Behelchos Pesach, Kodim HaPesach Shloshim Yom. Look what he says now. Umeaz Chal Alav Nizaher B'Tzorchei HaPesach. Or the Meiri says in the same vein. Look what the Meiri says. Do you have the Meiri? Yeah, right after the Bir Halacha, the Meiri says, Masha, it's a Meiri in Avodah Zarah Hamad Beis. Masha Amru Sheshoalim, Hilchos HaPesach Kodum HaPesach Shloshim Yom. Lo Sof Davar She'ila BeHilchos HaChag. It's not only talking about the actual learning. Ela Kol HaYishtadut Shel Tzorech HaChag is B'chlal Zeh. Anything being involved, this Shloshim Yom, when it says Shoel Kinyan, is saying that you have a chiyuv for what? You don't have a chiyuv specifically to learn, but you have a chiyuv to be what? Shera'ui lahatchil ulishtadel b'tzorchei achag. What should you be involved? You should get involved. Part of that getting involved is what? Bedikas chametz. Part of that involved is when you ask a Rav Shaila, Shoel Kinyan, that's Halacha and Talmud Torah. So that would be the connection between Bedikas Chametz and Dafka the 30 days. Ad Kan, the first pshat of our question, which is, well, all four of our questions now, we answered it, but the main major question at the end was, why do I need Daf Lamed Ben and Daf Dalet that says I have a takana of, on the day to learn Hilchos Chag B'Chag, Hilchos Atzeres B'Atzeres, Hilchos Pesach B'Pesach, if I have this din, this halachan, I need to be shol in the Dorshim 30 days before? Answers the Ran, possibly the Rambam, that what? There is no din to darshan 30 days. Possibly that's what the Rashba says. That's the Girs of the Rift. That's only Sholin. That's a din in Talmud Torah. That's a din in Shoel Kinyan. And if that's true, therefore we explained, that's how the Rambam already didn't explicitly state it. He already brought it down in Hilchos Talmud Torah and in Hilchos Chametz Matzah Perek Bet Halach Yutet. And that's the connection to Bedikas Chametz, because it's not specifically darshaning Bitzibor, but rather it's being involved in the Halachos Chag for those 30 days before. And obviously that would then, Mr. Harwood would build on what Mr. Harwood said, which is what? That which Moshe Rabbeinu was teaching, that's just a story. He's darshaning as Tosfos in the Havamim, the question was, he was teaching Halachos, they asked him a question. Don't tell me that there's a special takana here of what? Sholem v'dorshim 30 days. However, the Bach brings down, there are many, many Gemaras that clearly seem to say that it's mamash takana. It's takana to be sholem v'dorshim shloshim yom. It's a Gemara in Sukkah, it's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, it's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, it's a Gemara in Bar Mitzvah, it's a Gemara everywhere. Seems to say that you have to mamish Vodah Zarah, you name it. The Gemaras that, I didn't bring all the Gemaras, I already gave you too many sources. Right? The basic says you have to darshan 30 days before. So then we go back to give four other mahalchim with it, to answer up our four questions. So again, our four questions, right? Now we're going to do more, okay? Really to answer up the last three questions, which is what's the nature of Sholem Adorshim Shloshim Yom before the Chag? Within that, is it a contradiction to the actual takana that says you have to do it on the Chag itself? And is it limited to Pesach, or is it for all the Chagim? And does it depend who you are? Maybe it depends who you are. So the first answer I asked you to see was the Beis Yosef. This is our second approach. Beis Yosef gives two approaches. Let's read the Beis Yosef inside in Siman Tav Chav Tes. Beis Yosef says, V'od Yech Lomar, after quoting the Ran, he gives a second approach. For us, we're going to call this answer 1 and 2 within the Beis Yosef, even though it's answer 2 and 3. So answer number 1 for our circumstances. Go ahead, Mr. Seidler. V'od Yech Lomar, in the Beis Yosef. Turning to page 2 after reading V'od Yech Lomar, what does he say? See on the top, first word. Didini Pesach. Kama, as opposed to, keep reading. Kama. What does he say so far?
So because Pesach has all this extra stuff,
What is all the extra stuff? What's all these extra halachas? What are these extra halachas? You need a lot more time to be dealing with what?
The halachas.
All the halachas of grinding the wheat, baking matzahs, hagalas kelim, beer chametz. And if I don't know it beforehand, once Pesach comes, you're done. Over his mano boto karbano, you're done. As opposed to the other holidays. Good. Aye, then he asked, how about Sukkot? Over Sukkot, keep him. Even though there are a lot of different halachos. Ganvach v'rakvash, kshera. Good. Over the fanos. Shtayim kilchasan. When you learn Sukkot, you'll learn it. Right? Ganavim nashim. Okay, you'll learn it later. Okay, you learn when you look up Sukkot. Okay? But the point is that there are basic halachos. You only need is two walls and the third one of halacha Moshe Sinai is a tefach. And lulav esrog, most of them are kosher. Furthermore, vod meruba. Mishum kachi. So what does he say? So this first one, that which the Gemara Pesachim and Daf Vav says that Sholim v'dorshim Shloshim yom lifnei haPesach, right? Is this Dafka v'Pesach? The first answer Beis Yosef says is yes. That's why it's Dafka v'Pesach, because there's a tremendous amount of halachas that needs a lot of time to be learning about it. And I highly encourage you now in the time in Yeshiva to make sure you're picking up, learning a lot of these halachas. Rav Heller at 1 o'clock is giving Hilchas Pesach. Very, very encourage you to do it. I guess he's starting probably tomorrow. I don't know about the Sikha. I'm not sure if he's starting today or tomorrow. Vakum. I know he's back. He said he's been back by lunch, so maybe he's starting tomorrow. Okay? So that, as opposed to the other holidays, for sure, Shavuos is just regular Hilchos Yom Tov, and even Sukkot, which seems to have a lot more, they're not so particular. Most love and Esrogim are kosher, and the defanus of the Sukkah, and it's not such a tirchon to do a Be'er Yom Tov. Aye. Behold, the Tanya finish up his first answer. Bavuram. Vigam Cain. So, what is the answer, Mr. Seidler? Very important. So, what's the difference? Why do I need both?
That's just talking about the
halachas we allow to do mutter v'asa, but you also add some other piece, which is very important. The first part of that answer. Hainu lidrosh b'ta'amim sheba'avuram nitzavinu b'moed. This is very important. This is what the Magen Avraham says also. I didn't bring it for you. This answer is saying, you know what the difference is? That the halachas from beforehand, saja, that's beforehand, all the pre-game show, right? All the halachas of Agalas Kalim, and baking of the matzos, etc. On the yontif itself, not only is it mutter nasser, but it's also what? The essence of the holiday. Why am I doing Pesach? Yes, we're trying. Why am I doing Matat Torah? That's why you have Shiurim about, on Shavuos about Matat Torah. Sukkah about Anani HaKavod, right? Or Sukkah's Mamish, right? So what's the difference between the two takanas? One's talking about the halachas beforehand, and the day itself is talking about the essence, the mahut, the tokef of the holiday. The nace of the holiday, Zeich Letzias Mitzrayim, and Pesach, etc. That's why it's not superfluous or repetitive. It's two fundamental different takanas. Yeah, Harutz.
So you learn like Hilchos Seder before, you learn Hilchos Seder beforehand, that's what's going on in the day.
Correct, correct.
So that's what he's saying.
That's what he's saying, that Hainu Lidrosh, B'Tamim Shebavrum. Again, Hilchos Seder on a certain level could be, you know, on a certain level both. right? It's not crazy for the Rav to get up right before, on the night of Pesach, and teach a little bit about the halachas of Seder right before you're going into the Seder to remind people about Chatzos and all the different things, Shirim. That's not so crazy. But if the Rav gets up on the night of Pesach and starts teaching them about Hagalos Kalim, you know, it's not so good, right? You missed the boat about grinding matzahs, about baking matzos, you know, it's Pesach, right? The essence of the day, yeah. Yeah. On the day itself.
Specifically with Pesach, teaching the essence of the day on Pesach isn't the Haggadah.
That could be. But so it could be they give Shirma the Haggadah also. It's not so crazy. Not so crazy. But it's more than the Haggadah also. It's understanding the essence of a holiday also. Right? Zechar Yetzias Mitzrayim, you know, meaning there's a difference between Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, Zechar Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's all connected to this answer. Okay? So seemingly, this is the first answer. That what it's a the Shloshim Yom is Dafka Adin in Hilchos Pesach, and the day itself is talking about the Tokif, the essence of the holiday. Okay, he brings a proof in the next line. Yeah, what does he say? Exactly what he just says. V'teida. Look what he says. Now he proves what he just said. Keep going. Elu. So what does he mean? What does it say? Dumya de Atzeres?
Similar to
Shavuos.
There isn't any other
What does he mean here? What is he talking about? What do you mean Dumya de Atzeres
Ketani? Like, because where it says Hilchos Pesach,
good.
Atzeres.
Right. So the things that are also Matar Yantif and also the Tom for it.
Yeah.
Good. V'chein. This is what we had said before. V'chein. Elu. Good. Lachain. Kodem, comma. Versus a day or two. Right? And that's why the Gemara in Pesachim and Daf Vav only says the din of Shalom V'Dorshim Shloshim Yom by what? Pesach. But all the other holidays, what do you need? Right? A day or two. Right, exactly. Correct. Does he say, I think he's only talking about Pesach. Yeah, good. What's the second answer? What's the second answer, Mr. Beckerman? V'Odi Shloma. What's the basis of second answer? Yes, I do. Good. Good. Takana. So what does the second answer tell me? Is it something that's only by Pesach or it's by all holidays? Sure? Correct. So he says that's already a difference, right? He says the second answer that the reason is for why do you need 30 days? Because of karbanos, to check for blemishes. Right? So you need 30 days. Okay? So even though nowadays we don't have a korban, right? But since, right? At the time of the korban, mir takana, lo zazim im koma. Oh, good, good, good. First of all, good point. Those 30 days, what they were doing, darshaning, was dafka within the karbanos. Good, good. But seemingly, what do we have? This idea of karbanos, right? There's karbanos by all the chagim, right? So that's something that's not dafka din in what? In Pesach, even though he only mentions Pesach here. right? But seems to be for everything, right? Seems to be for everything. So that seems to be one difference between the first answer and second answer.
Isn't it different though, because Pesach is the extra korban on the Korban Pesach, as opposed to just whatever you want to do on Pesach, you bring both
Pesach and Chagiga. Good, good. We're going to get there. We'll get there. Good. You could say that. And that's what Chassam Sofer brings down. Chassam Sofer brings down, as much as these two answers look to be different, and on one level you will see that they are, but the truth is, as opposed to what I thought, when you first read the Beis Yosef, and first, just to tell you also, I meant to tell you that Diuk, where the Gemara Megillah, the actual language of the Gemara Megillah, when it says that you're darshaning on the day itself, has a very special language. I meant to tell it to you when we were saying it before, just quickly. It says, Moshe tikin am Yisrael, she's showing the darshan, the sense of the language, be'inyano shel yom. Hilchos Pesach, Pesach, Hilchos Atzeres, Pesach, Hilchos Atzeres, Pesach, right? Which is what? Be'inyano shel yom. What's inyano shel yom? The essence of the holiday. The time of the holiday. Seichli, it's yes, we try and accept it. Good? What you had asked before, okay, we'll see how much that's connected, because the Gemara here talks about by Purim also, and Davdal. Okay, we'll get to that, we'll try to get to that a little bit later also. But within the Beis Yosef's two answers, seemingly the Nafkamina was this concept of whether it's for all holidays or just for Pesach. However, the Chassam Sofer says no. The Chassam Sofer says that Lefi Aniyus Da'iti. He holds that the Beis Yosef says in both answers, there is a baseline answer. The baseline answer is at the time of the Beis HaMikdash, everybody, for all the regalim, would ask Sholem Adorshim because of Hilchos Karbanos to make sure that you're checking for Mumin. What's the difference then between the two answers? The difference is that the first answer, the Nafkamina, really comes, what? Based on the Churban, by the time of Churban. Because the first answer has an additional reason why by Pesach, because of all the dinim, as opposed to all the other yomim tovim. So Pesach, therefore, the takana still stands. As opposed to Shari Yom Tiv, they stop doing it in Yom Shachar Beis HaMikdash. As opposed to the second answer, that there's nothing special by Pesach, it's only because of Karbanos. But still, this is what Horowitz brings up, still there's a difference between Pesach and every other holiday, because Pesach, it's a Korban Shutafin, where most of Am Yisrael are bringing the Karbanos, and it was a Takana Kfua Yoter, it was a more set, permanent, fixed Korban, and a more fixed Takana, and therefore, it was not, even if the reason, this is one of those reasons to know, that even if a reason of a Takana is no longer extant, there's a Vilna Gaon that says that even the one reason that you don't know is now nullified, there's another 1,000 reasons behind every single Takana. But even without going into esoterics, right, there's a rule that says that if it's a takana that has been nitpashet berov Yisrael, if it has expanded berov Yisrael, even if the tam is gone, it doesn't matter, the takana is still around. Okay? And therefore, there's a lot of different examples. Okay? Here, it's one of these examples. And therefore it says, by Pesach, since there are more makrivim, more people bringing the korbanot, it still is extant, even though the korbanot are not around anymore. As opposed to Shari Yom Tov, there is a Churban Beis HaMikdash, it wasn't as extant, because there weren't so many makrivim, therefore it was necherav, and therefore everybody agrees at the time of the Beit HaMikdash, for all holidays, you'd be sholim v'dorshim b'chol Yom Tov. Okay, next. That is answers number 2 and 3 of the Beis Yosef. Answer number 4. The answer number 4 is that really, first let's do the Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha brings down a fourth answer in the name of the Pri Chadash and the Chalkos Yaakov. Okay, he wants to bring down from the Yerushalmi. It's not like the Bavli at all, but a fascinating answer. What's his answer? What did he say? Everybody see it? Let's read it inside. Okay. The Ita B'Yerushalmi Perak Aleph the Pesachim Alacha Aleph Sholim B'Hilchos Pesach B'Pesach Hilchos Atzeres B'Atzeres Hilchos Chag B'Chag. Here's the big one. B'Beit Vad. Comma, sorry. B'Beit Vad Shalim called him a Shloshim Yom. Chenisa Gam came to Tosef in the Megillah. What's the difference? It depends who you are. What's a big vad? It's like a base of medrash. Okay? Which means what? And of course the Pnei Moshe also. When Shalim Hilchos Pesach be Pesach, that's when you're at your home. Right? It's an individual piece on the day itself. Kol Echav Echav be Beiso. But what does it mean, Shloshim Yom? What is the Shloshim Yom dealing with? That's talking about what? In the Beis Medrash, in Yeshiva Lakota, you're a bacher of a Beis Vad. Shemitkabtzim har baby Beis Medrash lo mod shalim kodesh Shloshim Yom. V'chein apnei Moshe sham gamkin kosav. Da'od b'sof perak bnei ayir. Yishalom beis Vad kamayri. The takana of Hilchos Chag b'Chag. That's each person in their own house, and the Shloshim Yom is in the Beis Medrash, similar to Moshe. That was also a Beis Vad. Okay? As we had said, this is not brought down in our Bavli at all. But this is brought down in the Tosefta. And if you're mamish in the Beis Medrash, and that's why now, the last line of the Bir Halacha, Fakopanim, the Beis HaMedrash, Bechaburth, Vada Yeshchiv Lomo Shloshim Yom Kodem, after Divrei Yerushalmi, as we had said. This is the fourth approach, fascinating approach, where it depends who you are. So if you have a chabur of people learning, so it's proper from 30 days to be learning before Pesach, and probably before, right, the question there would be only Pesach, seemingly probably even all the halachot, but for sure Pesach, because of the halachot mirubot. I mean, Healy only brings down Pesach. Healy brings down Pesach when it's talking about the Beit Vad. Correct. Correct. Rabbi Arish Gai was not in the base medrash, so that's talking about on the day itself he should be doing it. Correct. Hopefully the average guy is getting into the base medrash. Now, the thing I didn't check inside the Yerushalmi, whether the base vad is limited to only Pesach. Right, in the Yerushalmi it says base vad shalim kodem shloshim yom. So that could be, I think, for everything. I think all the holidays. Last but not least, which connects it, is the Shulchan Aruch Harav, the fifth approach. Shulchan Aruch Harav, in the last page in front of you, brings down that there is a connection between the two. That what? Moshe Rabbeinu, says Shulchan Aruch Harav, Moshe Rabbeinu Olav HaShalom, Tikein Lam Yisrael, Shir Kol Chacham Ha'ir, Doresh L'Bnei Yiro B'chol Regal, B'inyano Shal Yom Neis HaNaseh Bo B'yom. Right, this is what we had said from the Magen Avraham, and from the Beis Yosef's first answer. Right? But here it's, Shir Kol Chacham Ha'ir. Right, you can make that distinction also. It's not exactly there. Right, meaning the Beis Yosef and the Magen Avraham didn't talk about the Chacham Ha'ir. This is where we get to the Shabbos HaGadol drushes. Meaning, that's why it's not exactly the same. Right there, they're talking about the difference for every, you know, on an individual. Sholem V'Darshim, I have to Darshim for myself. Here already, the Shulchan Aruch Harav is saying it's that the Chacham Ha'ir, and this is where we get the Shabbos HaGadol drushes from. Right? On the day itself, B'inyanu Shal Yom, and even though it says, on Pesach, we do it Shabbos HaGadol. We do it the day before. 2 days before. Right? B'inyanu shayom neis ha'naseh bo b'yom kegom Pesach tiyas p'trayim atzeres matatora chag b'hekef anein ha'kavur. V'gam kein yidrosh la'am b'chol regel hechos atzrichos lebo b'yom. You should tell him what's aser mutter on the day of hechos Pesach Pesach hechos atzeres matzeres chag b'chag. Even though he says it mefurish af api lefanav, which means that the Lubavitcher Rebbe explained that they're both correct. It's not a contradiction. Even though I darsh it to Hilchos HaRegel 30 days beforehand, excuse me, still on the day itself, you have a combination of what? On the day itself, or the day before, to learn out both the halachos and also the essence itself. Right? It's not a contradiction. They very much combine with each other. Now the truth is this piece of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav sounds like the Shita of the Rambam, which means that this last Gemara leads into a other sugya. Okay? But first of all, as I mentioned now before, in the halacha, before I get into the other sugya, also into this halacha of whether you need to be shol in the dorshim 30 days before every holiday or not. So the Shulchan Aruch, I gave it for you also in Siman Tav Chav Tet. Right? He brings it down in halacha. Right? The first Siman in Hilchos Pesach. He says, Shalom Hilchos Pesach, Kodum Pesach Shloshim Yom. Okay? Now, the Ramah, we would answer up what we said before, Haggah. There's a minhag to add Malos Chitim. Question is, why is he teaching me this over here? Again, based on what we saw in the Meiri and Rashi, it makes a lot of sense. Because you have a chi of 30 days before to be involved in the halachas of Pesach. Okay? The Mishnah Berurah brings down Sholem Behelchas Pesach. He explained from Tosfos, because Moshe got up and was mazir about the halachas of Pesach Sheni. However, he says, Behu Adin, this is not limited to Helchas Pesach, but it's also by Shar Yomim Tovim, you have to do 30 days. The Vilna Gaon felt that that's only true by Pesach and Sukkot. But by Shavuot, it's good enough to do it from Rosh Chodesh Sivan. And he says, he brings a proof from Brachos, that they would only get together on these two times, for like Yar Chikala. However, V'yesh Omrim, that the 30 days is only by Pesach, as we saw from the Beis Yosef, because of Halachas Rabos. Okay? That's what we had said so far. Now, right, we were supposed to start from yesterday on Purim itself. And the Mishnah brings down that now we have this minhag to be darshin b'Shabbos Hagadol. The Hegyoni Halacha Rav Mirsky brought down, before I tell you what the Mishnah Berurah says, there was a Rav in the city that they didn't ask him to give a Shabbos Hagadol drasha. So they came up, and it came up, and the whole everybody gathered together in the shul, and the Rebbe, the Rav of the Kila, didn't come, and they come knock on the door. He said, Rebbe, everybody's waiting for you for the Shabbos Hagadol drasha. He says, nobody asked me. Look at the Gemara. What's the Gemara say? It didn't say just darshan. It's shol in v'dorshan. You got to ask me to give it. First you have to ask me, and then I'll come and give it. Shol in v'dorshan. Very cute. Okay? But the Mishnah Berurah brings down here, in Sif Katan Bet, v'achshav no'agim the drosh b'Shabbat Hagadol, and b'Shabbos HaShuvah, at that point is to give Dine Hagala Bir Chametz Afiyat HaMatzor Shar Helchos Pesach also Shabbos Shuva. Okay, as opposed to if you just do Pilpul or Drush B'Yama, you're not Yotze. However, he says Mikom Mekom Mitzvah Kol Echad La'asok B'Helchos HaPesach Shloshim Yom Kodem V'chin B'Chag Atzmo. A lot of times in the Ke'ilah there's this mixture, synthesis of all these shitot. A lot of times, many, many people in America, you have Rav Kilot around 3 days from now, 4 days from now, he gives shirim definitely to the women of all the halachot of Haggalah, what do you do with the countertops, all those things, again, as a base vad on a certain level to learn these halachot also. Just one other piece is, the question is I told you the last Gemara in Daf Lamed Bet, and it comes up again from, why do I need both? According to the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, that I'm learning all the halachos 30 days before, not like the Shita Saran. And you're doing it on the day, why do I need both? The language here is, Vayidaber Moshe's Moadei Hashem, El Bnei Yisrael, Mitzvatan, Shiyu Korin Otan, Kol Echad Vechad Bizmano. There's a mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah. To read what? To read the special Kriyas HaTorah on the days. And then it says, Torah Abanan, Moshe, Tikein Lam Yisrael, Shushodim V'dorshim, B'inyon of Shoyom Helchos Pesach, Pesach Helchos HaTorah, Materas Helchos, Chag B'Chag. Are these two separate things or not? Right? The Rambam seems to say it's two separate takanos. There's one takana that says, the Rambam in Perek Yud Bet, of Hilchos Tefila, brings down Halacha Ches. Perek Yud Bet. In my piece is on the Perek Yud Bet Halacha Ches. Yeah. Guess I'll just read it. As follows. Moshe tikel in Israel, shiukorin b'moed, can't find it in a second, shiukorin b'chol moed inyano. You hear this? Moshe was metakin in every holiday, right? Every holiday has its own theme, right? Based on the holiday itself, Rosh Hashanah, we read Akedas Yitzchak, and right in Pakarat Sarah, Hashem was Pakarat Sarah in Vayera. Yom Kippur we read, in Achrimos, and we read, right in Sukkot, we have Shor V'Chesed, and we read all the different, that was one takana. And then he says, V'gam V'Hashemi, Shiyu Sho'alim V'dor Shem B'Nyan Sho'yom. Two separate takanas. Okay. Some of the two takanas that Moshe was metakin. Okay. Meaning, as opposed to what the smach says these aren't the two takanas, but it's one takana. What's the takana? The takana is that you have to be shalom the dor shem binyan shayom. What's a way you could do that? The Torah says, "Vayidaber Moshe smoadei Hashem al bnei Yisrael." The Torah says, "What do you have to do?" The Torah says you got to have things of reading about the holiday on the holiday itself. What's a way to accomplish the things to read about the moed, read about the holiday? The way you do that is through Sholim V'Dorshim. So the fundamental machlokas we're shown in are these two separate takanot, right? The Kriyas HaTorah and the Moed and Sholim V'Dorshim Minyan Shoyom. Or is it one and the same? Did Moshe mitakein both? That's what the Rambam says. But if you read the Gemara, it doesn't sound like Moshe was mitakein both. It sounds like that the Rabbanan, right, the Torah says that you have to what? Korin nosan kol echad v'echad bizmano. And Moshe was metakein shiusholim v'dorshim binyan shoyom. Why would I need both? What is the machlokas? It could be that the Rambam is saying, why do I need two separate takanot? Because why? Because the Rambam says that the whole idea of sholim v'dorshim binyan shoyom is to know the halachos. Therefore, do I fulfill that by having the Kriyas HaTorah? No, I'm not learning the halachas. Therefore, I need to have a separate takana. The smag, on the other hand, is saying what? That no, the whole idea of Sholin Hilchos Chag B'Chag is what? That you should be involved in the halachas of the day. That could be what? I can fulfill that even by the Kriyas Moed. I'm involved in the Chag, and that itself is enough. Mirtz Hashem, the next couple of days we'll be dealing with more sugyas on Hilchos Pesach. Tomorrow we will do, I have a whole list each day for the next week. We'll be doing, if you have any suggestions, I'm open to it. As of now, what I have is Hilchos. Tomorrow we'll be doing the Isser of Achilas Matzah, both on Erev Pesach, and we'll see by the different Minhagim. But definitely Isser B'Achilas Matzah. We'll also be dealing with the Arba Kosos. Then the following day we'll deal with Mitzvah of Eating Matzah. Then we'll deal with, unless you tell me differently, Sipur of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and the Mitzvah of Reclining. And then we'll deal with Hallel and the Birchas Hashir. Those are the days I have till next Wednesday. Those are the Shiurim that we're doing from today up here. Starting at 9 o'clock every day, we'll be doing insights into the Haggadah. 9 o'clock every morning, that's just insights into the Haggadah. So you'll have Divrei Torah for the Haggadah. That starts tomorrow, 9 a.m. sharp. What? In the back of the base medrash.